That was good. That's a good op right there, huh? That's a good op right there. It's a good day right there. Not many of those. That was good. I tell you what, I would love for you to do is recognize these investigators that we wanted to break this thing down, Pierre. You know, for smart reasons, not for, you know, just because we wanted to, hey, screw it, go home. And these guys kept pushing. They said, give me one more shot to go find this kid. And our major case investigators, led by Sergeant Miller, they pushed it on me today. When you're running a team and your team finds a kid that's been gone for 6 days and he's going to die, you put your name in the paper, you know. So, you know, so Quintieri, there's a group of them. I really should get you their names so you can.
Yeah.
It would be good. I can.
So what did you tell them when they all gathered here?
Oh, well, I told them that. I told them, listen, you know, some of us, you know, from a tactical position and from a, you know, an exhaustion position, we're starting to lose a little hope, you know what I'm saying, and starting to think tactically, you know, just thinking smart about resources. And they kept it alive, and because of them, this kid's going to, you know, he's going to see another day. He's going to live another day. And then I just talked to everybody about what they did and how they participated, and just... Yeah, just really had a great talk. Everybody walks out of there on cloud nine, you know what I'm saying? So
you had a huge smile on your face, I could see from back here.
Because you're able to talk to people and have that dynamic as well, to where you were kind of thinking about cutting it, and these guys talked you into it. You know what I'm saying, but kind of pressed it to where I said, okay, let's do it. And then you do it, and you have that kind of outcome. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, you write stories about stuff like that, right?
You did. Then just a few hours before, you were saying, well, this could be it tonight.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's how I was feeling, you know. And that's how I was feeling. And they, these team of people said, no way. Not yet.
Tell me exactly where you were, what you were doing when you got the text or the call, or how it went down that you heard that they found...
And we were in the command bus, of course. Yeah. You know, saying just monitoring. We were waiting for the word, of course, because we had sent teams over there. We had sent the bloodhounds over there. When we found the clothes, right... We held, you know, saying we sealed that area, of course. Oh, we don't know a crime scene or not, you know, so we sealed that area and we immediately got a bloodhound to respond so that we could put the bloodhound on the clothes, not disturb anything, and get that dog out onto the path. So that's what they did. The bloodhound was Sergeant Merritt from Putnam County Sheriff's Office, and his dog's name is Putnam.
Okay.
And so they deployed, and with them and with our guys and girls, they found him. Just in a little small depression, you know, laying there. He was bug bitten and dehydrated, but he was speaking. He was coherent. You know, he was alert and conscious. And they immediately, of course, scooped him, you know, get them. We had a med. Well, we also dispatched our med, the MERV unit from Palm Coast, to go over there. And they were there. So they were on scene right away. So they turned him right over to medical, and then medical loaded him right into an ambulance, you know, saying a waiting bus, because we sent the bus over there. And they put him right in a bus. Talk to him a little bit, just to, hey, you know, make sure it's him, you know, see what he was, you know, see what, if anybody did anything to him, you know what I'm saying, just real quick, just, you know, make sure that we didn't have a, you know, make sure we weren't going to release a crime scene, of course, due diligence. And then he just jerked him out of there, and our guys got out of there.
So at what moment did you hear? How did you?
I'm telling you, Pierre, I'm still just going, man, I was ready to go, you know what I'm saying? There was a point there I was ready to go, and now because of their ideas, this kid's alive. Hey, Chief, they found him. He's alive. And I said, what? Are you kidding me? Like, are you kidding me? You know what I'm saying? And from just pure shock, I guess, to, I mean, now jubilation, right, for everybody that was here. I mean, when everybody can walk away with that kind of outcome, I mean, that's a win right there for everybody, right? I mean, that's about as good as it gets right there.
It's a movie ending, sunset,
everything. Yeah, usually cop work sucks, right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, right or wrong, it's we do a job that... not always has great endings, right? I mean, so unbelievable to run an operation like this. I felt the operation was impeccable. I felt that we did everything to like how you would do it in a book of incident command, you know, and then to win. It's like the Patriots, right? So that's it. I mean, that was it, man. I mean, that's all it is. Let's do it tomorrow. Of course, not tonight. I mean, let everybody get home, get the rest. So we'll compile volunteer lists and all these lists, so we can make sure that, you know, everybody that came out, get them something from the sheriff, you know, a certificate, you know, just a thank you, a certificate from the sheriff, the person that found them. There was a volunteer that actually found the clothes, so that volunteer, of course, we'll later on recognize that volunteer. You know, the Putnam County guys, you know, our guys, we just want to make sure that tomorrow that you know, the people that gave us food, Terra Nova's, you know, saying that people came through with some food, we just want to make sure everybody gets thanked and notified. And then I mean, I thought the media, I thought you were standing. I thanked everybody from the media, because all of the stuff we were doing was what was driving so much interest and people coming out. I mean, we needed you guys, right? We got to get the word out. So I thanked everybody from the media to say, hey, without you guys, we wouldn't have got all that stuff out and done. So, or so much publicity or whatever it was, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that drew this interest to this one person to come out and do a search today. So yeah, so that's what we'll do tomorrow, and then we'll have a meet. Then we'll have, you know, we always have like an official debrief, you know, an after action.
Yeah.
So we'll do an after action tomorrow, and we'll write something, you know, we'll write up the situation, put it in the book. Yeah, I've been on some good scenes, you know, saying I've been on some really good scenes over the years, but this one lately, I haven't had a good scene in a long time to make you go home and go, I don't mind doing this job anymore. You know, 23 years, I'm a little wore out.
Yeah.
But when you go home, you usually go home, I'm kicking the dog, right? You know what I'm saying? Like you go home,
that's
a mess. You know what I'm saying? So I haven't had one in a while. It's been a while.
The parents, were they here?
No, we kept the parents at the house because, you know, we didn't, all these people and all this stuff, and it was bad news. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to bring them up. So we kept them at the house with our investigators, and they knew before anybody here did.
Okay.
You know, as soon as we found that out, they knew. You know, so before we told you guys, they knew. You know, so this way they didn't hear it from you guys.
And he appears to be safe. He appears to be unhurt.
Let's see what the medics say, but he appears to be in good shape right now. Aside from dehydration, bug bites, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to be any worse for the wear as far as his condition or, you know, grave condition or anything. If he's talking, he's unbelievable, brother.